Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
You know, Mary, let's start with you here today.
Oh, we're not starting with Bob.
Should I be?
No, we always do. That's okay.
We'll go with Mary first.
Not that I haven't noticed. Like,
Bob doesn't mind, right? No, of course not.
I do not.
All right, Mary.
So, you know, I don't like to bash the Norwegians. My husband is a Norwegian.
Me too.
And, you know, so
tread lightly.
Love the Lefse, not the lutefisk so much. But anyway, Norwegian biathlete Sturle Holm Lygreid. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
He won the bronze in the 20-kilometer biathlon. So they were interviewing him in the post-race, one of the Norwegian stations. And instead of, you know, thanking his coaches, family, God, whoever, everybody, you know, thanks at the end there in
your speeches, speech, yeah.
He revealed that he had cheated on his girlfriend in the speech.
And like while the speech was happening, he cheated on her?
He was asking her questions. He just started apologizing. Oh. He's a 7-time world champion. He said he made... You know, I'm sorry, but I cheated. I made the biggest mistake of my life.
What?
And he was crying, and he said, "You're the love of my life." Blah blah blah.
Like
and
he did. He cheated in Olympic Village, or cheated in the past?
No,
somewhere?
In the past, like 3 months, I guess. And they had been together for like 6 months.
Oh no!
And yeah, so it was just the weirdest thing. Everybody
red,
said.
Red flag.
That's a red flag.
His name would say red flag.
I mean, he's being honest, but he's being honest at a very weird time in front of a lot of people.
I mean, I think he was just, you know, very emotional because he had just won.
That runner's high or whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't know. Something was going on in his brain and that he just had to spit it out and get it off his chest.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I don't know if they got back together or if they, you know, what happened after
this. I don't think so.
Was he hoping, because I'm saying this on international television, somehow she'll be more forgiving?
Maybe.
Right, that makes the apology more
maybe
real.
Or that he won a bronze medal. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, look at this moment, and this is how I'm dedicating it. My sadness over cheating on you is so profound that even in this bronze medal moment, I'm still hurt of what I did. Take me back, please. I could see that winning, Bob.
Yeah, but at least it was a fun interview to watch.
I would advise her to steer clear.
Colin and Drew, let's get her on the line, please, if you guys don't mind.
Don't know her name.
The 5 o'clock hour should be fine.
Do you know the Norwegian area code?
Let's get the country code. I don't. It's 2 a.m. there, but I want you guys cracking those phones and make sure.
My husband has some relatives there. Maybe we could.
We'll start working on that, Mayor. If we get her tomorrow, if Wendy gets her Friday, I'm going to be peeved, people, okay? I want her before Wendy gets her. All right, Mary, that's a great story.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bob next.
How many senses do you say the human being has? I'm talking about sense of
five,
sight,
right?
Right. Classically,
six.
Yes. Well, there's what's the sixth
sense
in your mind?
ESP.
The sixth sense, that's ESP, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But scientists say there are maybe as many as 40.
Well, that's too many.
So the classic are the five: sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on.
Oh, no.
Sense of balance.
Okay, sure.
That's true.
Sense of something called proprioception. That's your sense of body position. So knowing where your limbs are without looking.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Like I know it's over here, but I don't have to look at it.
I hope they're attached to my body.
Hopefully. Right. You would know if they weren't, though. So that's that.
Thermoception.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
It's got to be temperature related.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's number 12. Tickle.
The sense of tickle.
The sense of tickle is a distinct nerve response from light touch. So it's not the same as touch. It's a distinct nerve response. Pleasure and reward. Signals is another one. I won't go through all 40, but these are just some of the highlights. And how about this one? Magnetoreception.
Magneto. Like, this sounds like superheroes at this point. What does that mean?
It kind of would be a superpower. It's something I think is present in animals, birds, migrating birds. It is hypothetical in humans, detecting the Earth's magnetic field. Some research suggests subtle sensitivity in humans.
I do always feel like I know which way is north.
I do, too.
I don't
Not
know
everyone if, has the sense of direction.
Right. That could be just based on knowing where it is when you left the house, right? And you just stay oriented.
Yeah, maybe. Or just I always know where the lake is.
You're right. We have it easy here because of the lake. If I'm in a city that doesn't have a lake, like, say, Nashville, I'm confused.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I always know what north is. Yeah.
I'm lost in the woods.
I have Magneto or whatever that is. That's interesting. Scientists have a lot 40. Of time on their hands, but I'll just say that. We'll have to read all 40, and maybe in the 5 o'clock hour we'll have time for that. Bob. Okay. But Kevin, wrap us up here with a minute-long story.
I also have an Olympic fun fact for you, John, since you love curling. Did you know every single curling stone at the Winter Olympics comes from the exact same place?
Really?
A tiny,
Kmart?
Yes, Kmart.
Okay. That was terrible.
Go ahead. Island about 10 miles off the coast of Scotland. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, Ailsa Craig. It spans 240 acres but features high-quality granite that works perfectly for the creation of curling stones. This, the makeup of the granite is perfect, and every single stone comes from that little island off the coast of Scotland.
Oh, that's their main export there, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's smart. I mean, I guess it makes sense if you want uniformity in what you're doing, how to have those stones weigh in the same.
It says no other destination in the world produces granite with a blend of heat and moisture resistance and hardy resilience than the small Scottish island.
Love that. Oh, boy, what a great sound check that was, everybody. Good work, team. All right, we'll do another one tomorrow. We'll do a lot more in the 5 o'clock hour, 312-981-7200. Get your texts and calls in. Got a myriad of topics you can weigh in about, and we'll do that after news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.